Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
All right, let's get to it. 5 o'clock. So it's not the Super Bowl. It's Aiden Hutchinson's comments at the Super Bowl. And I want to read this to you because, and shout out Dave Burkett. He sent us the audio, and Dave admitted the audio is not good. It's not arable, guys. I can't play it. I mean, it would just sound like Charlie Brown's teacher through the speakers. So I'm going to read this to you. He was asked about making a move for Myles Garrett. And I want you to just, when you hear great players, talk about, do you want another great player with you? I have never heard a guy answer a question like this. So here it is. Everyone's asking me about that. I don't know. I don't think, and then there's a pause, you can't have that many dudes on one D line. I don't know, but I think it's very unlikely. Huh? Not, hey man, it's above my pay grade. Even that would have been silly. You just say, hey, man, Myles Garrett is a Hall of Famer. That's Brad's call. Sure, love to have him. And you end it there. Move on. You can't have that many dudes on the D-line. And I think it's very unlikely. I'm sorry. Are you speaking for the GM here? Like, bizarro world. I thought it was incredibly weird. Rico has a take. Here he is. 248-539-9797. Because here's the other thing. I'm on Ron's podcast. If we got Myles Garrett, we wouldn't need corners.
Right. He's so all in.
Make sense of it.
Hey, who are you going to trade? Not answering that question, but definitely want to have him here. Look, when I hear what Aiden had to say, kind of looks like, feels like, sounds like Aiden doesn't want to share the top billing on the team. And you know what? He was the second overall pick. He's worked hard. He's become the leader on that defense. Still led the team in sacks, even though they only played in 4 games. But to add Myles Garrett is something that, you know what? Worst case scenario, I get to pick your brain every day of how you became so good. What can I do to improve myself? Doesn't sound like he's willing to share the limelight. That's just me. That's what it sounds like. 248-539-9797.
Look, I've never heard it. If you compare it to, for instance, Rico's team, the Niners, Fred Warner was asked the same thing at the Super Bowl by Myles Garrett. Fred Warner, according to sources, immediately popped a boner and said, we're going to chop it up. I'm bringing him to San Francisco. Guys, any sport ever, when a great player's asked about, hey, what do you think if the team added X? They're like, hell yeah. Josh Jacobs was just out there, threw his entire wide receiver room under a bus and said, look, I love my guys, but we need a number one. Yeah. What is this?
Especially if it's a player still in their prime. Not somebody who, you know, they got maybe a year left. I get it. I understand. Out of respect, we really don't need this person here. But, yeah, Garrett will immediately improve this defense. I mean, you heard what Amara had to say. And it's not me and Mike talking. He said, we won't need corners. Now, of course, he was joking, but Yeah, you know what? Your corners will be celebrating because they only have to cover for about 3 seconds or less every down. Because you're going to bring the heat. Who you going to double team? You got to pick your poison. But yeah, at that point, your four is going to be better than their five every time. They're going to have to probably leave an extra man in. So that's one less receiver you got to worry about covering.
I would love to know people's response to it. Hey, you want conjecture? Maybe Rico's right. I don't know. I just know it's bizarre. I know it's not what I'd want my best player with the most sway in the organization potentially saying. Because no offense to Aiden, I don't care about his opinion. Because if I ask Aiden right now who's starting opposite you next year, you don't know. You know who I'd like to say? Myles Garrett. Makes no sense. What do you mean it's unlikely? Now, if you're speaking for Brad Holmes, just come out and say it. Yeah, I talked to Brad. We're not doing it. I don't care. Hell, at that point, at least you're just speaking truth. But you can't have that many dudes on the D-line. Tell that to the Eagles when they acquire them. Seriously, Rico, tell it to your team.
Yeah. But then again, maybe he does know something because, the D-line to me has never seemed like it was that big of a priority.
Yeah, and we got to stop with this whole putting teammates down. You're not putting teammates down when you say, hey, you know what, dude's Hall of Famer, would love to have him. You're not saying, yeah, we need to get rid of X, Y, and Z to get him. Can we stop with this? No offense, but, you know, John Kaminsky knows he's not Myles Garrett. I'd hate to break that to you. He doesn't wake up in the morning, look in the mirror, and go, damn, you're going to Canton. All right, with all respect to TJ's guy, Bob Muhammad, if they brought Myles Garrett in, I'm pretty sure there's a good amount of understanding. There you go. Now we had two people hang up because they wanted to give me that ding-a-ling opinion. Guys, these are grown-ass men in a business that you're hired to be fired. No one is saying, Aiden, quote, our D-line blows. Please, Myles, help me. Now that would be disrespectful. Saying, man, players like Myles do not become available, would love to have that dude in our building. You're not saying who you're getting rid of. You're not knocking your teammates. You're acknowledging that a 28-year-old first ballot Hall of Famer, 6-time All-Pro, and Walter Payton Man of the Year is available. What are we doing? You don't need to make up stuff to defend your blessed players. Aiden said something that was bizarre.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm with you. But, once again, maybe he knows something. Because, as I said, the D-line has never been that high of a priority. But, Aiden, you both can play at the same time. This isn't, okay, all of a sudden there's a quarterback out there and you're asking Jared Goff, hey, you think you should go after him? Of course he's going to say, no, I'm the guy. There's only one quarterback that starts.
Adding Myles Garrett eliminates any threat of a deep passing game, period.
Adding Myles Garrett, not only because if I'm thinking, it will help Aiden in getting that next contract because his numbers are going to skyrocket.
They're both
going to
skyrocket.
No, because if I have a choice, I'm probably going to double Myles Garrett, which is going to leave Aiden in a lot of one-on-ones, which means he's going to get a lot of sacks. He's going to pad his stats, and he can walk into that meeting and say, hey, here's my numbers. Pay me my money.
You also invert it. You invert protections, meaning, all right, I got to have the tight end on one side. I got to chip with the back on the other. All right, now we got a 7-man protection. I got 7 to cover 4. Mm-hmm. It's the Niners game plan.
Yeah.
Right? So, look, I thought it was weird. I'm not going to, you know, hammer this guy to the wall and act like he's a bad guy. That was a weird comment. But what I'm not going to do is make excuses. We had a call earlier. Well, he's a young guy. What are you talking about, dude? This guy had more media training by his sophomore year in college.
They caught him off guard. He literally says, I've been asked this question a lot. Didn't catch him off guard.
Just react to the comment, okay? You don't need to be Aiden's PR team. You can just talk. It's okay. It's a weird comment, and I've never heard it before. And it's not, hey, we're going to, what do you think if they replaced you with X? Different question. 248-539-9797. David, what's your take on all this mess?
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense for him to make that type of comment. Like, there's nothing wrong with saying, yeah, you know, I really want Brad Holmes, you know, to look into everything. But yes, we need whatever. But It just doesn't make sense to me other than jealousy in my mind.
Uh-oh.
It feels like,
be careful.
Seems like to me, that's just me. That's all. Because it just doesn't make sense to me that you would say we don't need, or I don't see it happening. It's unrealistic.
It feels like he would take a step back from being the leader of the D-line to, you know, going from Batman to Robin. That's what it looks like. And I don't, it kind of feels like, seems like, sounds like that's a concern.
Correct. Because you can miss me also with the stuff that he doesn't know or he wasn't prepared. Because if he's saying, I've been asked this over and over again, that means you've practiced your answer. You know what your answer is going to be.
Yeah, you've had time to refine this answer. The first time you get asked, maybe you get caught off guard, you say something stupid.
There's nothing to refine. See, I think you guys are overthinking this. There's nothing to refine. Hey, man, that's Brad's call. But Miles, hell of a player. Love to have him here. But I'm here to watch the Super Bowl. Done and done. No disrespect to either of you. I didn't ask Aiden for his thoughts on the Pythagorean theorem. There's nothing to confuse here. I didn't ask him about his opinion on Gaza. Right. I asked him, hey, you want Myles Garrett so you can raise hell and win a Super Bowl? I mean, guys, no offense. Come on.
You weren't asking him, should those federal workers take the buyout?
Correct. Kenny, hi.
Hi. If those guys are overthinking it, then I think I might be underthinking it, because I'm just going to myself, why? Why make this comment? It's just weird. It doesn't make any sense. You can acknowledge that Myles Garrett is a star, a superstar, a megastar, and would tremendously improve this defense. I don't know why you can't just say, yeah, I'd love to have him here. That'd be great. End. Full stop.
You don't throw teammates under the bus. You don't insult Miles. You sound like a winner.
And you could even say, look, our secondary's job would be way easier with a star like
that. To Rico and David's point, here's what I can tell you. If you read the comment, it sure feels like there's more there. Because he didn't just say, hey, you can't have that many people here. He also went on to go, that's very unlikely. As he talked, what is he, talk to Brett Holmes?
No, but it may be one of those, you know, you'd like to think that the coaches and the GMs sometime talk to certain players to get, how do you feel about it? And maybe he just gave his vote. Now we're good. So ask Amon-Ra. Hell yeah. Get him here, no matter what.
Yeah, Amon-Ra was like, if we added him, you don't even need corners.
Just don't trade me, but get him here.
That, to me, is the attitude of any great player. If a guy like Myles Garrett's available, that's the attitude you want. But again, not all.
I'm sorry. But yeah, and Amon-Ra was so into it, we had to edit out a lot of the other stuff that he said. But correct. Yes, he was very excited to get him on the Lions roster.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
All right, we'll catch up on Ticket Text momentarily. Get to your thoughts. I mean, the only thing I'm telling you, I'm stopping a step short of where Rico and David are. It's a really weird comment about Garrett. But if you think there's more to it, if you think there's a this is my show kind of thing, you're welcome to it. Because when you say something this weird, Think about it. Fred Werner's as good of a football player as there is. He's a team captain. He's an all-pro level player for the Niners. He was asked about Garrett. He goes, oh, hell yeah, I'm trying to get him to San Francisco. Hey, here's Hutch going, yeah, it's unlikely. Can't have that many guys on the D-line. I'm like, what? So let's go to people, see what you guys think of it.
Just like the Eagles saying, yeah, we got too many players from Georgia.
Mike, 97.1. What's up, Mikey?
Hey, I was about to, oh, by the way, love the show, you guys.
Thank you.
I was about to hang up because you kind of covered some of what I was going to say
before
the break. But you know, I'm not being his PR guy, but we're trying to figure out why he said it. I agree with you 100%. It's a weird comment to make. I guarantee if he was 34 instead of 24, he probably would have been smarter about it. I'm telling you, I think it's a jealousy thing. He's probably immature. He doesn't want to be, like Rico said, the Robin when he's been Batman. And he's kind of just verbally expressing it. You know, it's like a jealousy thing.
I hope that's not the
case. He's been gone all year. Don't forget. He's been gone all year. So he doesn't want to, you know, he doesn't want to lose that spotlight. I think there's like a little attitude there, maybe.
Boy, none of us know, so I'm not here to tell you you're wrong.
Right.
I hope that's not the case because that's a terrible look. If that were the case, that's pathetic. Come on, you're a star. Everyone knows you're a star. No one's going to forget about you. What are you kidding me? You're still going to be the highest paid defensive player in the history of NFL football as long as you come back next year and play well. That's it.
Yeah, but Mike brings a new layer to it's a new layer to this. I mean, I think about it. He has been kind of out of sight, out of mind.
Bundele Save? Pretty sure I see.
I know I'm reaching here, but, you know, think about cases like Drew Bledsoe and, you know, other players.
But this isn't the same.
Not that he thinks he's going to be usurped, but he's just been gone.
Okay. Hey, Mike, listen, this is why we asked the question. I'm not mad at you for giving the opinion. I just, like I said, I can tell you, I sure hope that's not the case because that'd be ridiculous. Go to Nick, 97.1. What's up, Nick?
Hey, maybe, by the way, longtime listener, first time caller.
Welcome.
Hey.
I'm thinking maybe it's a reverse psychology type thing. Maybe he's thinking, we don't really need him, blah, 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 making maybe Miles Wanna come here. I mean, just a thought.
So it's like a Fraser Crane psychological profile thing. Nick, at this point, I'll take anything other than, you know, the wambulance. I'll go with it, sure. Like it's a Jedi mind trick?
Yeah, exactly that, yes. You know, this is not the team you're looking for.
I would say, I mean, I'd be happy with it because, look, candidly, if you don't want a guy like Myles Garrett in this locker room, then you shouldn't be in this locker room. This is about winning a Super Bowl. And I, you know, look, if they decide as an organization that fiscally they don't want to go there, or let's say the offer, let's say Cleveland's unreasonable, or Myles doesn't want to be here, all of those things are outside of the purview of what Rico and I are discussing, which is how could you have guys here who wouldn't want that guy here. I question your motives if that's the case. Let's go to Lonzo, 97.1. Lonzo, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, gentlemen, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
But I don't know if you guys see in social media going around that picture of Hutch, Goff, and Miles talking. The only thing I can think of is maybe Miles said something, which doesn't, from what it looks like out, you know, from him, Walter Payton, he's a good guy. Maybe he said something that rubbed Hutch the wrong way. That's really the only thing I can think of. Because other than that, iron sharpens iron. If me, on the Detroit Lions, I want to have the best players with me to compete for a championship. It's a team sport. It's not golf. So it doesn't make any sense to me, but maybe there's something that was said that we don't know about.
Okay, I mean, Lonzo, we're allowing all conspiracies as long as they're not harmful, so I'm not knocking it. Lonzo, the way Rico and I look at this, if you pair these two up, and I'm saying this with a straight face, if I set the over-under next year on 34.5 sacks between the two of them, I would take the over.
Ooh, really?
Oh, it would be insane. There's no one stopping those two, especially if Hutch comes back the way that we hope he does.
Yep.
Oh, it's unbelievable. You're telling me TJ Watt doesn't want to have Miles next to him? You know, you're telling me back in the day that he wouldn't have paired up good with.
Listen, I'll say the same thing to Rico. If the Niners landed Miles Garrett and put him opposite Nick Bosa, over under on sacks 34.5, I'm going over.
Oh, 100%.
The man is a destroyer.
It's insane. He's a monster, and he has been. And it, you know what? And it's odd, you guys brought this up, that St. Brown is down for it, all supportive. But Hutch isn't. So that's where maybe there's an ego to Hutch that we don't see behind the smiles and all of that, that he doesn't want to be little brother. You know what I mean?
Lonzo, we're trying to sort through it. It's all conjecture. None of us are making claims that we know. I read the comment. If you're driving home from work, here it is. He was asked about, Anunson was asked about Miles Garrett becoming a Lion. Everyone's asking me about that. I don't know. I don't think. And then there's a pause. You can't have that many dudes on the D on one D line. Who knows? But I think it's very unlikely. I've never heard something like that. Not when great players asked about other great player. The Fred Werner response, much more normal.
Yeah.
So
Amon Ra. Hell yeah, we got to get this guy here.
I just received a missive from one Thomas John Lang, who is about 45 minutes from heading to the daddy-daughter dance. Quote, I effing hate you. I just bleeped out of my ass. Close quote. That is in reference to the hot dog roller, Kenny Cott, TJ Lang hot dog eating competition.
Kenny has a countdown clock over his head.
I was just on the phone screening a call. What exactly happened? I heard the breaking news sounder.
TJ may or may not have had some digestive issues, and he was sending his love by saying he bleeping hates me.
So who's the real loser now? Still me.
Good luck at the daddy-daughter dance, TJ. No? Okay. It's all falling apart here as we head towards 6 o'clock. We'll go to Brian, 97.1. What's up, B? How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, boys. You had mentioned a couple callers ago about the money situation. I wonder if it's that. Hutch is going to be up to get paid. Garrett's going to need and deserve a max deal. I wonder if it's a money thing.
But
from a football player standpoint,
there's a couple things, though. Let me say this, Brian. One thing I continue to read by the most respected NFL writers, people who cover the league, this is not a money thing for Garrett. There has been no demand of a new contract. This is legitimately, I want to win. I've given all I have. I want to win. Now, you're right. Maybe there would be an extension. Maybe it would help you save money. But, Brian, the way I look at it, you're paying Hutch regardless, right? And if you bring on Miles Garrett, then you're taking that money from a different pile, no?
I mean, I would think so. They'd be hopefully be able to work something out, but maybe Hutch doesn't feel the same way. Because again, from a football player standpoint, you want to surround yourself with greatness, 100%. Especially in a position like the defensive line. I mean, if he were to come to Detroit, it wouldn't be – you'd save all the money and cut the corners. We wouldn't need to have Kirby and Brian back there
right,
holding it down.
Well, and that's the thing I look at is you have this very limited window, and I guess maybe players can't look at it this way. Rico and I have talked about this. We have not been the show on this station to sell you a fairy tale of an endless Super Bowl window. I just don't believe in it. You have salary adjustments coming, and you're in what we think is your last best chance, and if you wanted to be optimistic, we'll call it a two-year window. Well, I'd like to fill those 2 years with Miles Garrett, because after that, I got to tell you, you're going to be waving goodbye to some people whose jerseys are in the team store. So, yeah, I mean, Brian, I would be looking at it. But it's different. I'm a 44-year-old guy. Aiden still thinks he's probably indestructible and they'll be great for a decade to come. Man, you want to be surrounded by great people. You want to be surrounded by greatness, talented people. God, you bring Miles Garrett in here, I think it makes Aiden more money. I think it makes him more productive. I think it would be something that would be unstoppable.
Yeah, because I thought you still had another 2 years in your window open, but when all your coordinators and assistant coaches seem like they're leaving, man, next year is a make-or-break type of year for Lions fans.
And again, what do you want to do? You want to go and sign another Marcus Davenport? Are we relying on the Bob Muhammad experience? Like, what exactly is the plan here? I don't give a damn. Naga, not going to work here anymore. If you get Myles Garrett, it ends all doubt. And again, all of the players I just listed, right? They can become the players they're supposed to be. Depth, mm-hmm. backup. Give your guys a respite.
Yeah.
I just...
Get into another blowout game where you're just killing an opponent. You guys go finish this game out. Get your reps.
That's right. We'll get to the picks. Be curious. 97-1. Well, when we come to you guys on Monday, that's it. We begin the official off season. It's February 7th. So candidly, I'm like, all right, we're good. David, it started in July, buddy. But it really never ended.
Correct. It'll be February 20th soon.
Yeah, with the draft in Detroit, like it never really stopped. So, yeah, I don't stress about the no football thing. The no football, that's the reason you love football. It has to go away in order for you to like it. So, yeah, it gives us space to talk about other things. But candidly, the off season is what we're going to talk a ton about.
Brother, football doesn't go away.
It goes away.
I mean, but there's always a story because...
I'll give you my work schedule during football and then without. Trust me, it goes away.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying.
three letters for you. P-T-O.
Okay.
We're back.
You're driving little cars around?
Man, please. David, the ticket text, and then what? Reeves down at LCA?
Yeah, both of them are down at LCA.
Wow, Wojo working too this week, huh? Okay.
Someone says, with Garrett next season, we are the 2007 Patriots, but we win it all. Yes, go get Myles Garrett. Someone else says, he's a Bears fan, says, we're cool with having that many studs on the D-line. Thanks, Hutch. Please keep talking.
Like, the Bears make a lot of sense for it, too. Now, they're a step down from the Lions, but if you put Myles Garrett opposite Montez Sweat, look, you saw what Montez Sweat looked like without help last year. 5.5 sacks. I would venture to tell you if you got Myles Garrett, that puts Montez Sweat into double figures. That's the impact this cat has.
Yeah, I think the one you really don't want to see is him in Green Bay. Because Green Bay's offense is further along. I know Ben Johnson is there for Chicago. I still don't think that Caleb Williams is going to be that good. I just think he's an updated version of Bryce Young. He'll have good games, but he'll never be consistently good. This is my opinion.
David?
Prediction. Philly wins on the tush push with seconds left. It's the worst ending in Super Bowl history. The result, the tush push gets banned this offseason. In the end, we all win.
They're not banning it. The league's already said it. They're not going to ban it. I wish they would. All they got to do is take away. You shouldn't be able to push the quarterback. And Jalen Hurts is strong enough as it is. The dude squats 650 pounds. I'm tired. It's not a football play. Never has been. It's rugby.
That's exactly what it is.
Okay.
Well, then you think they banned it?
You want to? No, I just like, you know what? Just copy it. Do it. You've seen people do it with tight ends or whatever.
Right, but it's about stopping it. You can't stop it. It's not possible.
No, teams have stopped it. Like Buffalo tried and they got stopped.
The ref stopped that one. That was a first down.
No, Buffalo was struggling the entire game. They would get it, but it was like barely where Philly.
Oh, I'm sorry. It wasn't impressive enough for you.
No, Philly gets it by like 3-4 yards. It's not as easy as it seems because if it was, everyone would do it.
I hate it.
And then one more here. Someone says, very weird indeed on Hutch. Seems selfish. Micah Parsons said he'd take a pay cut to get Myles Garrett there. That is Dave in Saginaw.
Yeah, there's a way to answer the question, and then there's a way not to. The Hutch thing was weird. Maybe at some point he'll clarify. I don't know. Ultimately, it doesn't really matter. Words are words. Brad Holmes either wants to make the move or he doesn't. My fear lies that Brad Holmes does not want to make that type of bold move. And then he ends up on the Eagles, or he ends up on the Packers, and it's a nightmare.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, guys.
Oh, hey. What's going on?
Whew, working again today. Well, are you guys going home for the weekend? And look who's working, Woji.
Yeah, Wojo's exhausted, guys. He came in here.
Bob, I work more in 1 hour than you work all week. Take it easy.
Hey, now. Please.
Take it easy.
He's not wrong, though.
Yeah. We heard the latest twist. It is as Miles Garrett turns. Huh?
Yeah, just the Hutch thing was interesting.
It's interesting.
What do you mean?
Well, I will say this. And Rieger wants me to do it this way, so don't yell at me.
Yeah, he's going to tease you guys.
I don't have a theory as to why Hutchinson said what he said. I have the answer, and it's coming up at 6:02.
And I've been told it's not a great answer.
But it's the right answer.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. Were you in that little confab?
Yep. I was
yesterday with Jared Goff and Miles Garrett. And
why
Aiden
are you
Hutchinson?
Guys being so secretive about this? Just what are we doing?
Dude, they want people to
you
listen
told
to
us,
their show.
You told us to tease
all right,
him.
All right. That's
they want
fair.
People to
that's
listen
fair.
To their
yeah.
show.
That's
the
fair.
Exactly.
You know what? We can help you guys out and just end our show.
No. I understand. I didn't realize it was part of an elaborate tease. I thought you were going to say it to
us.
Oh, no. I wanted to.
They had a problem landing the plane.
Got it.
Yeah, no, I wanted to, but Rieger said, no, wait
no,
for this.
No, I thought it'd be better if we teased it.
Oh, my God.
You By don't the think way, that's a good idea?
Aren't you now believing that we're not going to get either one, Garrett or Bregman?
Yeah, I've never believed you're going to get it, but I'm just in the business.
Me neither.
You know, we're in the opinion business. I'll tell you what
yeah,
I think.
No, I know.
The Bregman thing doesn't bother me because his terms are delusional. The Garrett thing, no, you should. Doesn't mean you will.
The Garrett thing is something that you want to see. Okay, you put something competitive, and he just wanted to go to this team and not sure. yours.
Yeah, if Miles Garrett is like, I'd rather die than play in Detroit, the topic's over. I don't,
right,
you know,
right.
I don't knock the Lions, but like if you don't try and he lands in Philly or Washington
or
I'm
Green
sorry.
Bay,
like I don't understand that approach.
Well, especially what you got to give up for him. Everybody's going to see what you had to give up, and you're like, really? You couldn't do the same?
Yeah.
But if truly his motive is just winning,
this is the
here's
spot.
A team with a hole and a great team, right?
Well, according to Aiden, you don't need that many guys on the D-line, and it's unlikely.
Well, things and stuff.
Yeah, things and stuff. You know, I do
bizarre.
I do have a theory slash answer to that. And
okay.
We're not teasing other than just, let's make it 6:03, Rieger.
Okay,
want to keep
good.
Them for an extra minute?
Yeah, do Done. Your Karsh imitation.
Yeah, 6:02 and a half.
Be kind to each other.
These two are coming up next. We'll talk to you guys Monday at 2.
We'll talk Super Bowl.
Enjoy
Yay,
your Super
game.
Bowl, people.
Bye, guys.
Big game.
Have a good weekend.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.